Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says that generosity is like a tree. The root of that tree is in Jannah and the branches are hanging in this world. If you hold on to any branch, it will pull you into Jannah. And bukhl, misery, is like a tree. The root of that is in Jahannam and the branches are hanging. If you hold on to any branch, it will take you into Jannah. That's why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an says, وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِي عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that I spend my wealth on the command, on the order, on the request of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the Prophet of Allah says that the favor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala is such that I have not paid him back. Oh Allah, you pay the favor of Abu Bakr Siddiq from your treasures. And further the Prophet of Allah says, the wealth that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq spent upon deen is such that I have benefited from it so much. So we should be very careful where we spend our wealth. We should be very, very careful where we spend our wealth so we can avail from it and benefit from it in the life to come. Do not leave all your belongings behind for your children that they can spend that in disobedience. That's why the Muslim jurists have understood and deduced from the Quran that one third of your wealth, after your debts are paid, you can spend that wherever you want. Before you pass away, one third of your wealth, leave it for some sadaqah jariyah, so you can benefit from it. Looking at the condition of our children nowadays, and looking at the deficiency of iman throughout the Muslim world, most probably our children will spend that wealth in luxury, in something that we will not avail from. So that's why Islam has given us the option that one third of your wealth you can give into charity as long as you are not in debt. And the third thing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq preferred is, وَأَن يَكُونَ إِبْنَتِي تَحْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that I will prefer my daughter to be the wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we study the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, it is not only he who sacrificed himself, his energies and his possessions upon deen, but it was his whole family. At Fatah Makkah, he brought his father who was 90 years of age, and he said that, make this person read the kalima. Make this person read the kalima. The Prophet of Allah said, oh Abu Bakr, why did you bring your father? I would have come to him. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, it is not right. He should come to you. Meaning the thirsty person should come to the well. Not the well should be brought to the thirsty person. So the ulama should sit where they are and the people should come. They are in thirsty. Not the ulama. The ulama should sit where they are. People should come for the programs. The more adab a person shows in acquiring knowledge, the more Allah will give. If a person thinks himself greater, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will deprive him. So we can see the whole home of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an being sacrificed upon the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the very famous journey of Hijrah, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq opened the door and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. And the Prophet of Allah says that the command has come and we have to make hijrah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, I sensed that the command will come. So I have been feeding my camels, two camels, certain leaves that will make it strong. This is for you and this will be for me. Oh Prophet of Allah, you choose. But the Prophet preferred to pay for the camel. Now we can see the whole home is used to protect deen, to protect the center of deen, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Hazrat Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, used to stay in the cave at night. And early in the morning, he used to go back to Mecca, and he used to collect all information, all the rumors and the conspiracies, and return back. The servant of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was appointed to bring milk every day. So the Prophet of Allah and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq could remove their hunger. Hazrat Asma, the elder sister of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, the mother of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Asma, the elder sister of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala an, she used to cook food and bring it every day. So we can see the people of the house of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq were all ready to sacrifice themselves for this deen. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had a crave. He wanted to be related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to be related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet of Allah, it has been said in Nuzhatul Majalis, that the Prophet of Allah was given good news by Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah has accepted Aisha to be your wife. And we give you the good news. And when the Prophet of Allah married Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, he says that for 3 nights I could see a dream that the angel used to bring a beautiful silk cloth and there was something wrapped in it. And when I used to open it, I used to see Aisha. And now when I remove the veil, it is the same surat, it is the same face. So this was the selection of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is not only a Siddiq, not only a very close friend to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is the susar, the father-in-law of Prophet Muhammad. He is the father-in-law of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will conclude by mentioning something that if a person is sincere in life, Allah Rabbul Izzat will even take care of his like after he passes away. The ulama have mentioned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died at the age of 63. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an died at the age of 63. These are some things that are not in your power, but Allah respects the like of a wali. So he died at the same age. When the Prophet of Allah was passing away, his beautiful head was on the lap of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was passing away, his head was on the lap of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When the Prophet of Allah was experiencing the time of departure, the brother of Aisha Abdul Rahman entered the room and the Prophet could see a miswak popping out of his pocket and he indicated in such a manner that Aisha could understand that I want to make the miswak. So Hazrat Aisha chewed on the miswak and placed it in the beautiful mouth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was in the same position, Abdul Rahman entered the room. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq indicated. So Hazrat Aisha put the miswak in her mouth and she chewed upon it, made it soft and placed it in the mouth of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Further, it has been said that there was a poison that was given to the Prophet of Allah by a Jewish person. And it has been said that this was one of the causes why the Prophet passed away. So poison was given to Hazrat Abu Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, poison was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq 2 years, exactly 2 years before he passed away. So there is a great connection in this world between both of them. And there is a great connection even when they pass away. Because they had a sincere connection with the Prophet in this world. If a person is so attached with the Prophet, and he respects what he says, and he implements what he says, how can Allah Rabbul Izzat deprive that person after his departure? So my dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, what we are facing now is very severe. And we have to change our likes. And we have to give preference to those things that the awliya and the khulafa and the Prophet used to give preference to. And we have to take every matter very, very seriously. And we have to think and analyze what we say and what we do. So it cannot be harmful to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this certain time, like it has been said in the hadith, Dua in abundance will stop the calamity. All brothers make dua and give a lot of charity for yourself and for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Friday is a very special day in which the du'as are accepted. It has been said in the hadith, and still you have time after Jummah right till Maghrib. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.